AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Iran's parliament has voted to support implementing the nuclear deal it struck with world powers. The vote sends the measure to a council of senior clerics who will review the accord before its final approval. Discussion of the bill in parliament had been unusually tense, with hardliners repeatedly trying to prevent a vote. The Democratic presidential candidates hold their first debate tonight in Las Vegas. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is there.
It's the first time the five Democratic hopefuls are on the same stage, but the focus will be on Hillary Rodham Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders, who has been challenging Clinton from the left. On the campaign trail, the two have made a point of not attacking each other, though that could end tonight. The other three hopefuls, Martin O'Malley, Lincoln Chafee, and Jim Webb, could be looking to cause fireworks in hopes of gaining attention and boosting their campaigns, which are all mired in the low single digits in the polls. Jerry Bodlander, Las Vegas.
Two firefighters have died on duty in Kansas City, Missouri. They were killed when a burning building collapsed. Fire Chief Paul Berardi says a short time before, they had saved two people from the apartment building.
What is good for their families to remember is that they did not die in vain. They saved two civilians, carrying them out of the second floor on ladders before the wall collapsed.
Sound courtesy KCTV. An El Nino phenomenon in the Pacific may bring drought relief to California, but as correspondent Martin DeCaro reports, it could also bring devastating storms.
Past El Nino winters were known for relentless rain, strong winds, and heavy snow. Waves pounded the California coast. Mudslides rolled down mountainsides and flood-swamped homes and claimed lives.
Meteorologists say the already strong El Nino has a 95% chance of lasting through the winter. This is AP Radio News. A wildfire tearing through central Wyoming destroyed buildings and forced hundreds of evacuations. The fires burned at least 10 homes and several outbuildings. A second day in a row of dry weather and strong wind caused the fire to spread across more than 15 square miles of grassland near Evansville. In the baseball playoffs, the Cubs beat the Cardinals 8-6 to take a 2-1 lead in their series. The Blue Jays are still alive after beating the Rangers 8-4 in Texas. The Mets took a 2-1 lead in their NLDS by clobbering the Dodgers 13-7. Chase Utley was not in the Dodgers' starting lineup after appealing his 2-game suspension for an illegal slide in Game 2, a slide that broke Ruben Tejada's leg. New York fan Lidge Smith thinks Utley deserves more of a punishment.
That was so horrible. He had no right to do that. It was definitely a stinky deal. Shouldn't be just a suspension for 2 games. Suspension forever.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.